Happy birthday, my sweet prince. What? I'm not allowed to congratulate my stepson on the momentous occasion of reaching his age of majority. Don't be so sullen. Come, sit with me here by the fire. I have wine and all your favorites for us to enjoy together. Sweet pies, figs, cheese, and even honeycomb fresh from my apiary. Oh, I've taken up beekeeping as a hobby, by the way. No, I haven't packed my belongings yet. Silly boy. You're not king yet. And besides, you know the law. You can't become king without taking a bride. Yes, I'm aware negotiations are underway with the Princess of Andorra. Or is it Andoria? Anyway, royal marriages take time and careful diplomatic manoeuvring before any engagement is finalised. And then there's the approval from the church and, well, you know how they are. Not very expedient. And that's if everything doesn't fall through from some unfortunate mishap. The poor girl could catch the plague on the journey here. Oh, I'm not being pessimistic. I'm being practical. Look, I know you've had a long day with the birthday jousts and revelries. I just thought you would appreciate some quiet time alone with me to wind down the day. Even if you're grown now, you can still confide in me. I know it's been hard for you to grow up without the guidance of your mother, since she died giving birth to you. And I always thought it endearing how you call me Mummy. I've only been your stepmother for a few short years before your father died this past winter. I didn't plan to step up as Queen Regent and manage the kingdom until you were old enough to become king yourself. But I've held this kingdom together for you. And the people celebrating you today, they know that. I know. I know you're anxious for me to retire to some dusty convent far away from here, but the fact of the matter is, you still need me. That's right. You remember who holds your key. I always keep it tucked safely between my breasts. Because your family is so adamant about keeping the purity of your lineage, you have to have your little prince cock locked away until you're married. Not that you would know what to do with it. You're not only a virgin, you've never even touched your pathetic little penis. But today is a very special day for you, little prince. I need to prepare you for one of the most important nights of your life. Your wedding night. The night you consummate your marriage and hopefully sire a royal heir. Tell me, do you know how a woman becomes pregnant? Oh, I've never heard that one before. My, oh my. You have much to learn, boy. So, so much to learn. So much I can teach you. Take off your clothes. I said take them off. And don't waste my time. I'm doing you a favor after all. Goodbye. It makes everything easier when you just do what Mummy says. Look at that little cock. Locked up so tight. Well, it's going to feel even tighter in a moment. What? Are you surprised to see a woman's breasts for the first time? And mine are particularly lovely. Oh, breathe, boy. I can't have you passing out now. Don't panic. It's normal for boys to be educated in this manner. It's not wrong. Don't look away. I remember you couldn't stop staring at them the day I married your father. You were practically drooling all over them. And every day I came to court with a low-cut bodice, your eyes were always on my chest. But I loved it. I loved torturing the pathetic virgin prince who needed to have his cock locked up so he couldn't touch himself to the thought of me. Oh, yes. I knew you lusted for me, even when your father was still alive. And even now I can tell you still do. That's why you want me to leave. But I'm not going anywhere yet. I have to teach you how to be a man. Or at least a man capable of getting whichever unlucky princess you marry pregnant. You don't want to end up like your father, do you? With only a weak little boy to inherit your kingdom. No! You want to sire many, many royal babies. Because that's how you build a great dynasty that lasts for centuries. So, pay close attention to what I'm about to show you. Come on. Touch them. That's it. Give me your hands here. My soft, big breasts. That's it. Oh, yes, that's it. Caress them. You've always liked Mummy's tits. They do feel soft, don't they? It is important to compliment a woman when you find her body pleasing, especially the first time. You need to open her up emotionally as well as physically. Are you listening to me, boy? Say yes, Mummy. Goodbye. I particularly like my nipples played with. Roll them. Roll them between your fingers. Yes. Yes, notice how hard they're getting. That means I'm becoming aroused from your touch. Keep going. Pinch them harder. Yes. Oh, yes. Another thing I like, another thing women like, is having their nipples licked and sucked. Yes. I got this honeycomb especially for you. I know how much you like sweet treats, and it is your birthday after all. So, yeah, lap this honey off Mummy's tits. Oh, yes, 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 goodbye, 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 goodbye. Lick that sticky mess, lick them clean. Oh, such a good boy. Now suck, suck on Mummy's nipples. Oh, I can tell your cock is straining so hard in your cage right now. I might release it if you keep doing what Mummy tells you to do. Would you like that? Would you like it if I let your little cock out? Maybe later. Now. Oh, don't get bashful again. Do you know how lucky you are? You get to see a beautiful naked woman for the first time. Be appreciative. You can start by getting on your knees. Look. Look at this gorgeous pussy. Look at it. Tell me what a beautiful pussy Mummy has. Good. Now, pay close attention. Not all women look the same down there. Mummy likes to keep her hair short and neat, but other women might be hairless, and others might have a veritable forest growing. However it looks, it's important that you give a woman's pussy the proper respect and the proper attention she deserves. Because when a woman feels pleasure, the more likely she'll be to lie with you again. All of the outside folds are sensitive to touch, but it's best to provide a little lubricant first. Suck. Suck on Mummy's fingers. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Get them nice and wet. Yeah, suck my fingers. So much more obedient now. So eager for what I'm about to show you. It feels good. Oh, it feels good to rub firmly like this. But there's an extra sensitive spot. This little nub. Here. Oh, yes, this nub needs lots of regular attention. And also, don't forget to tease the nipples too. Oh, Mummy's pussy is starting to drip, sweetie. A woman's body does that because it's getting ready for a man to put his hard cock inside her. But I'm not ready to let you out of your cage yet. You need to watch. You need to watch Mummy give herself an orgasm. So you know what it looks like when a woman experiences the height of pleasure. I'm going to put one finger inside. And rub in and out. While rubbing my nub. It feels good. Especially when I have an audience. Now, two fingers. heart a little faster. Ah, in and out. Ah, pressing my fingers hard against my wet pussy. Ah. Oh, I love the look on your face right now. Oh, so desperate. So desperate with your cock locked up tight. Oh, Mummy really needs her pussy stretched. Oh, three fingers. Oh, come closer. Bring your face next to Mummy's pussy. Oh. Open your mouth. Up, Mommy's sweet nectar. Oh, good boy. Ah, good boy. Mm-hmm. Lick Mommy's pussy clean like you licked her tits off. Do you like how Mommy tastes, boy? You'd better learn to enjoy it, because that's what a fertile, ripe pussy tastes like. The best kind. Now, lie back on the bed. That's it. On your back. Very good boy. Now, Mummy is going to teach you how to pleasure a woman orally. It's not that difficult. Just lie back. Lie back, relax, and open your mouth. Yeah, and lick Mummy's pussy the way you did earlier. Oh, oh, such a good boy. Such a good boy for Mummy. Now keep being a good boy and lick Mummy's nub like you licked the honey from her nipples. Yes, 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 now a little faster and with more pressure. Ah. Oh, I can tell you like this. You like how Mummy's pussy tastes and smells. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mummy's going to grind a little bit into your face. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just lie back and take it. Oh, that's it. Let Mummy use you for her pleasure. Oh, keep licking. Keep licking. Put your hands on Mummy's ass while you taste her. Good boy. Good boy. Now suck. Suck Mummy's nub. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, oh yes, yes, yeah. Mummy's going to come in your mouth again. Yes, drink up, sweet, yeah. Oh, good boy, You really enjoyed that, didn't you? Do you know how I know you did? Your sad little cock has been weeping. Oh, such a sad, pathetic little cock. It wishes it could come out of its cage so, so badly. Should I taste its tears? Mummy likes how your pre-cum tastes, boy. I think it's time to let you out. But remember, this is all just to prepare you for your wedding night. I'm not doing this because I enjoy touching useless little boy cock. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, let's get this key in here. Oh. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oi. There. Oh, my. It looks like you need a little help getting hurt since you've been locked up for so long. Mummy's just going to lick. Up and down along the back of your cock. Watch. I'm going to wrap my fingers around your shaft. And stroke nice and slowly, getting your little limp cock as hard as I can get it. Lick off some of the pre-cum from your tip. Oh, Mummy likes how you taste. Keep watching Mummy, sweetie. Watch Mummy. Watch Mummy suck your cock. Oh, you're getting close, sweetie. Keep looking. Keep looking into Mary's eyes as she sucks your gut. Oopsie. Sorry, sweetie. Mummy can't have you come just yet. That's what would have happened if Mummy kept sucking your cock. You would have shot all your seed down Mummy's throat. What a waste. Save your seed for when it really matters. Mummy will show you when that is. Mummy is excellent at sucking cock, so it's not surprising you wouldn't have lasted long had I kept going, but Mummy is also really good at stroking. This is what you're missing out on by having your little cock locked up. Touching yourself while thinking about Mummy. Oh, you've thought a lot about Mummy, haven't you? Oh, such a dirty, filthy little boy. Maybe I should take pity on you and just let you come. Would you like that, sweetie? Yeah? Yeah, would you like Mummy to help you come? Okay. Okay. Get ready, sweetie. Oh, that's it. You're getting close. Oh, Mummy's going to hold your balls while she strokes you hard. Oh, yes, 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 that's it. No, no, silly boy, not yet. Mummy told you that you need to wait to release your seed for when it mattered. This is for educational purposes, after all. You need to be prepared for your wedding night so you don't embarrass yourself in front of your new bride. But don't despair. Mummy is going to show you now what you need to do to get a woman pregnant. Stay where you are. Okay. Mummy will be on top to show you better how it's done. Now, after the woman's pussy is nice and wet, you'll gently ease your cock into her. It should be easy for you since you're so small, but some women are tighter than others, so you'll want to ease it in slowly, starting with the tip and then inch by inch. Oh, I can tell you're enjoying this. Are you enjoying Mummy's pussy? Yeah, 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 tell Mummy how good her pussy feels. Oh, I'm just taking my time easing you in. You're halfway inside Mummy right now. Do you want Mummy to take you in all the way? Can your little cock handle that, sweetie? Beg. Beg for Mummy to take you in all the way. Oh, you can do better than that. Say, please fuck me deep, Mummy. Please, Mummy, fuck me and milk my cock with your pussy. Okay. Okay, sweetie, Mummy is going to show you how it's done. Oh. Ah. Oh. There you go, sweet. Oh. Oh, Mummy is taking all of you in now. Did you ever think pussy would feel this good? Oh, well, not all pussies feel as good as Mummy's. So tight and warm like a hug. Oh, 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 Mummy thrusting your cock against a special spot that feels particularly good. It's going to make Mummy's pussy start grasping against your cock. Don't worry, that's normal, sweetie. A woman's pussy starts milking your cock like this because it wants you to shoot your seed deep inside her womb. That's how you get a woman pregnant, sweetie. Yes. So let go. Do what your father couldn't, and get Mummy pregnant. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, give Mummy a kiss. I felt your seed go so deep. God willing, it will take root in Mummy's womb and a new little prince will grow. What? Oh, come now, don't act so shocked. I didn't mislead you. You knew what you were doing. I told you what we were doing. No, don't push me off. Oh, God. Look at all that seed dripping out of Mummy's pussy. Well, the deed is done now, and the die has been cast. I'm having your royal heir, whether you like it or not. Well, the only way to remedy this is by marrying me and making me your queen consort. Oh, hush. Hush, sweetie. Goo, goo, goo. Don't make yourself upset. This really isn't a terrible outcome for you. Mummy is older, wiser, and more experienced at ruling a kingdom than any teenage twit the council could have married you off to. Here. Hey, here. Sweetie, don't cry. Lay your head on Mummy's chest. There we go. Yeah. Breathe. Breathe deeply. I will commit to being the very best wife and queen for you. We will have many children together, and they will grow up and rule a great kingdom that you and I will build together. Like a hive of bees. Of course, you will still need to wear your cock cage whenever you're not with me. Only reasonable for a queen to make sure her husband is faithful. Don't worry. Mummy will take care of everything, like she always does.